Hello folks, my name is Ashutosh Sharma and I am from the SQL BI support at Microsoft. And today we are going to learn on how to resolve Kerberos delegation connectivity issues in SQL analysis services. We would focus on Delec config tool to diagnose and resolve such kind of issues. Before we start talking on usage of this tool, please make sure you go through the prerequisite KB articles shown here. This elementary knowledge is essential before you start debugging issue using Delec config tool. Delec config tool could be downloaded from this link. Steps to configure are also mentioned here as well. It's very easy to configure and use. After configuring, please open the wizard from client machine to verify if Kerberos delegation would work correctly from client. When you open the wizard by browsing to http://servername/delec-config for the very first time, it should look like this. This is the very first page of the wizard. Here, click yes only if you have configured delec-config virtual directory on SQL reporting server itself with its application pool identity configured same as SSRS service account within IIS. Else you could click next. I click next over here, so I had to enter manual values without any pre-configured values populated in Delec config tool wizard for SQL reporting services. On this screen, choose HTTP from drop-down listed. This is because SQL reporting services uses HTTP services type SPN. This is the screen where we enter the server name of SSRS here. On next screen, here I chose not applicable as SSRS server is not load balanced in this demo example as shown here. Make sure that kernel mode authentication is disabled for Delec configs application in IIS. We need to make use of app pool credential always and choose it here. On this screen, click next as port number or instance name is not applicable for HTTP service type. On this screen here, select configured button and enter the SQL reporting services service account. This is because we are manually entering the inputs in wizard. Select yes here as we need to delegate to SQL analysis services, which is the backend for SSRS. Select the delegation type to trust this account for delegation to any service Kerberos only for unconstrained delegation as shown. This choice is again for the SSRS service account. Select service type as SSAS here since SQL analysis services is the backend database. Here enter SSAS server name which holds your cube we are connecting to. We selected not applicable as SSAS is not load balanced or clustered for this demo example. Click next again as kernel mode authentication is not applicable for SSAS, which is the backend database. This screen is very important. If SSAS is the default instance, then leave port number or instance name blank as shown here. Enter SSAS named instance, for example, like SSAS 2008, only when if you are connecting to SSAS named instance at backend. This is because SSAS has a non-numeric SPN format. After colon, it has instance name and not port number in SPN. For example, msolab svc.3/server-hostname.fully-qualified-domain-name:instance-name msolab svc.3/server-hostname:instance-name. On this screen, you could enter the SSAS service account here. We clicked no over here as SQL analysis services is the last tier and we aren't delegating from SSTS to any other server. This is the last screen of the wizard. You will receive the Delek config analysis report like this. This report should tell you if Kerberos authentications against SSAS from SSRS is going to work or not in your environment. This will even tell you if there are any additional modifications need to be done in your environment, which would be shown in color red listed in this report, so that you could make the required corrections in your environment based upon the summary report of the Delek config tool. Thank you. For any feedback, you can write to my email, ashushh@microsoft.com.